views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! What the?
And he passed out.
I like that. I like it a lot. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. It's Sunday, 10 o'clock, 10:06 to be more precise, because there's people in the room that have to make, you know, have to be precise. If you make one mistake, you'll be hamstrung.
That's right.
That's right. We know how
it works. It works both ways.
Yeah. Today is Sunday, November 18th. It is Turkey Week.
It is.
It is Turkey Week.
It's scary. I'm just saying, it's scary.
Judging by the results of last week's election in Florida, it's been Turkey Week. I don't know. Anyway,
my name is... What results?
We're going to talk a little bit about that. My name is Mark Kent. Once again, I'm your host, Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all around great gal.
Great person. Ashley.
Ashley.
Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's been on the unfunded seventh circle of hell, out of control, debt, perturbed out of the bank, stirs, never mind.
Oh, yep.
But we're still counting the votes.
Yeah, exactly.
You passed the deadline 2 minutes ago.
That would be the liars, leakers, libtards, and lowlifes. And the prostitutes as well as the politicians.
I probably despise them close to most of all as the prostitutes.
The prostitutes.
Yeah. They've really done this country a disservice.
Jim, I mean, we're the enemy of the people? You mean if we, dole out disinformation that's contrary to the belief and circumvents the Constitution so we end up in a Marxist dictatorship so that we can all lose our rights and freedom, that somehow is wrong?
Yes.
Because we're liars.
You have failed in your duty.
It's like, duh. I mean, you know, it just amazes me that there's some people that even buys that crap, you know? I'm Jim Acosta. I'm here to do the right thing. What?
A liar.
Guy's an idiot. The guy's an idiot with an agenda, and the agenda is not informing the American people as to the news and what it is truthfully. Did I miss anything there?
Well, the news seems to think it's their place to attack the quote-unquote enemy of the people. Used to be you just informed people and let them decide who is the enemy.
I can't do that no more.
It's a violation of my free speech to make a scene at the White House.
Well, I'm kind of curious about the argument. So if the White House can't kick out the press, so anybody with press credentials should be able to go sit in the press pool, right?
Sure.
I've got press credentials. You think I could get in the White House?
Yeah, but they can't really be forged.
Well, they're not forged. If you look into who issues press credentials.
Well, you have to actually get a press credential license. It's like $180 or something like that. Yeah, I already checked into it. Oh. Yeah.
So are you going to the White House to see if it works
That's if you join an organization that is considered accepted. But actually, to have press credentials, the only thing that you have to do to have validated credentials
thank you very much.
Is be able to show evidence that you have a reoccurring periodical, which can be in electronic or paper form.
Well, then I would say that my press credential would be the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Yeah, here's my credential. Read this. You might learn something.
And I went up in flames.
Kind of true. Yeah, speaking of flames, I mean, good grief, this campfire. We want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
But, God, I don't even know what the death count is up to, but it's
over 70. 76
confirmed.
Wow.
And I think there's still up to like 1,200 missing.
Last I heard it was 1,100, but way too many.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll
don't
talk,
get me started.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I mean, there might be a little bit of PG&E involvement. Smart meters.
Don't get me started on that either.
Smart meters, maybe.
Haven't we heard this before?
I actually spoke to a citizen and where they think the fire may have started, where they were having trouble with their equipment. A subcontractor for PG&E actually was reporting that there was issues with that particular set of equipment and wanted to access it to service it. But guess what? They couldn't get through CEQA from the state of California to clear the brush and stuff necessary to access the equipment.
Well, there's also, we've got Modesto Bee, the San Jose Mercury, a few other publications that are saying that, you know, last week PG&E disclosed in a filing to the CPUC that it detected an outage on the transmission line in Dubuque County occurring about 15 minutes before the campfire was first reported. So PG&E, they can't be sued because our esteemed governor in chief, that guy who I'm got to be careful here because the button ninja could be listening. But that rotten.
I am always
that like grasshopper.
That rotten mofo in the White House. Governor Brown Pants signed a deal making the people in California responsible for any of PG&E's
any costs incurred to PG&E because of the fire be passed on to the consumer.
Right, that's I think that's called a bailout.
Right?
Last time I checked, it's like a bailout.
Here's the thing that I've been looking at, and I'm not buying this narrative. They tried selling us the new normal global warming crap, and people didn't buy it. It fell flat. I mean, to the point that, you know, people, you didn't even want to bring it up because people were going to get mad because you even tried to sell that nonsense. So now they're trying to shift the narrative. Because one of the things you learn in politics is the people need an enemy, and you give them a common enemy, they'll quit paying attention to you. And, okay, so what really hurts PG&E? You can't go after them because they're a public utility. Any costs they incur, they're just taking
this
on
the consumer.
They're
going
to pass
anyway.
It on to the consumer, and they're going to take it on the chin under threat of, if you don't do this, we're going to call you a monopoly and break you up.
Well, here's the other issue that I think should be the deal. There should be individuals made responsible, not necessarily the company. In other words, now we know that one of the, I think he's the board of director on that. He just happens to be a Rothschild agent. I mean, he's on the board of PG&E, but he also works for the Rothschild Bank out of England, which is, I know, that's just a quinky-dink we should pay.
Weird.
You know, yeah, I know. Just ignore that. But I think those are the guys that need to be held responsible. If there's anybody that's criminally negligent, because, for example, they knew that the smart meters were crap, and they put them in there anyway and forced them on there, everybody. And if the smart meters are, and it's just really coincidental that down there in Sonoma, there was a bunch of smart meters down there, too.
Yep.
Who knows? I'm not trying to say that the smart meters or PG&E is solely responsible for this, but it's just kind of funny that they don't bear any liability, And there's a bunch of evidence that kind of points to PG&E having a problem up there with their power lines. And, you know, and the residents are already filing lawsuits. I mean, PG&E, this is from this again, this is the Modesto Bee. Mm-hmm. The headline is from today. PG&E reports second power line problem before the campfire. Paradise residents are filing lawsuit. You know, so obviously there's something going on there. You know, PG&E had previously informed the PUC of another high voltage line outage a few miles away near Pulga that occurred at 6:15 a.m. in the morning. The incident happened minutes before CAL FIRE officials said they got the first reports of the wildfire in the Pulga area that would swoop through.
Did the line go down and start the fire, or did the fire start and take out the line?
Well, or did the terrorist that cut the line? I don't know. But you know, we're up to, you realize we're up to 12,000 buildings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we were able to manage our forest.
And that's the real juxtaposition of the whole thing there is, even if PG&E's equipment was what sparked this, they are not the ones that have been stacking kindling in the forest for 30 years.
There could be a bunch of contributing factors
If there is truth to what this one individual has been telling me, that PG&E and their subcontractors are out there trying to clear the lines and check their equipment, and they can't because they can't get a plan through the state of California Wildlife Department to clear brush to access their equipment. I'm not sure you can find PG&E negligent in that.
Well, you know something? It just always seems like every time you try to get to the bottom, you always end up looking under some rock, and every time you look up under some rock, there seems to be some government agency rule, regulation.
And you see Brown.
Politician. Under it.
Yeah, and it's one of the rock dwellers that you always run into, and they pop up and you go, what in the hell are they doing here?
Well, and this goes back to what our founders said. I mean, if you want government to get out of control, we are the living, breathing proof of what happens when you get too much government, and it starts to go bonkers on its own. It becomes its own entity. It starts taking on a life of its own. Pretty soon, you know, it doesn't care about your rights. All it cares about is getting bigger and controlling more people.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, when the bureaucracy starts to expand to meet the expanding needs of the bureaucracy, you've got a problem.
Well, let's go to a break here, and you know, maybe we can hopefully, you know, get this 51 state thing going on.
Well, it's going on. That's for sure.
I live in the 51st state of Jefferson. I no longer recognize the state of California. I don't know what all the rest of you are doing, but I'm there. I'm here. I'm in the middle of it.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, we could use a little rain right now.
Just
supposedly
a little,
it's coming.
Nice,
yeah.
Just a nice drizzle for a while.
Yeah.
No downpours or anything, folks, but yeah.
Supposed to be some rain coming like Wednesday, I
think. I thought it was Tuesday, but...
Well, I'm looking at the weather report. Hazy sunshine. Well, it could be at different locations, but this is for Reading. Evidently, there's rain Wednesday scheduled, so that would be great.
Yeah, either way,
amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We
needed.
Need some relief.
Let's
because
just not have a downpour.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
We need relief.
Not real big on mudslides.
And there's area to take in with that, you know?
California's going to be the apocalypse here pretty soon. I mean, when you look at what's going on in California, it's hard not to think that some of this is absolutely done on purpose because... is it just all coincidence? You got the fires, you got all the economy, you got all the people living in tents all over the place, Hooverville, you've got, you know, Poop City down there on the bay.
This is literally symptomatic of a government that has been infected with communism.
Yeah, but
we're just playing the symptoms.
Excuse me. Yeah, but we're all going to get some free cheese, right?
No. Your cheese got moved.
No, the cheese. Gets,
the cheese has been moved.
The cheese is getting moved. What the hell's going on? Where's my cheese?
Sorry.
Yeah. The block's
no
getting smaller.
There.
It started out as a big block of Velveeta, you know. Now we're down to like a little.
Yeah, you get a free Dixie cup of Kool-Aid and cyanide.
Here's your lighter.
That's right. You're on the Jim Jones program here.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
I don't know. And so, you know. I just want to say that we need to pray for these guys up in who's left up in paradise, because I'll tell you what, those guys have been through the ringer. I'm not
poor,
sure.
Poor people.
I mean, you know, clearing out the brush, the underbrush, the logging. Gee, does this give you a reason to maybe have some proper forest management, some proper brush clearing, some proper, you know,
any kind of forest management other than no.
Where are those people going to go?
The ones that are left. I mean, thousands. We're not talking just a few hundred. We're talking thousands of people.
We have our own thousands of people here in the Reading area from the car fire. Where do we put them?
Yeah. And we have from other fires. Where are all these people going to go?
Do we Katrina hit and start a whole bunch of FEMA trailer villages?
I don't know. Trump is right. You know, I think he's right. He's calling this just mismanagement of the forest. I mean, there might be other contributing factors, but I mean, just.
But if you don't have any fuel for a fire, it doesn't matter if other things happened. I'm just saying.
If there wasn't fuel, you could follow a power line and it doesn't turn into that.
Right. You could stop it before it becomes massive.
Yeah, how's that an endangered species thing working out now? Because, you know, I guess, you know, they don't live on a moonscape, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
That was kind of the whole point.
Yeah, so let's just let the fuels build up until we have massive fires.
But it has nothing to do with true environmental policy or caring for species or anything else. I mean, you cannot tell me that people that don't care for their own species give a damn about another one. They use it as a tool for control.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I saw Trump getting on the helicopter with Gruesome Newsom and
was I the only one secretly wishing he just kind of opened the door and pushed him out like on Scarface?
It just kind of made me sick. You know, they're all smiling and, you know, it's like, good grief. I mean, Trump wasn't really smiling, but it's like, you know, those people make me literally ill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mealy mouth politicians that just, you know, I'm looking at a picture right now. Brown looks like he's, you know, kind of, you know, now that he's out of the governor's seat and he's lost power, he kind of looks like he's shrunk a little bit or a lot.
Well, I bet you Brown's looking around and this maniac feels justified. He's looking around at these forests and these fires and stuff, and he's sitting there thinking, I told you so. Because he actually believes, he is a dedicated, dyed-in-the-wool, true believer of this environmental nonsense.
And the bullet train will solve everybody's problems. So
absolutely.
That's working well.
You know, I was back watching, I was watching old shows of Jerry Brown before he was governor's first round. And, you know, I was watching one episode with him and William F. Buckley that was really telling, where he starts talking about his fascination with the book The Population Bomb and how he had become convinced the only way to save the planet was to reduce the human population drastically.
Well, what do you say to that? What do you say to that?
Not, hey, you want to kill a bunch of people off?
Let's start in Sacramento. Let's
start there.
Yeah.
You the first volunteer, Jerry?
One of the things that has happened since this all occurred is that PG&E's stock has plummeted. I mean, investors are bailing out of PG&E as the troubled utility faces.
I think they're being scapegoated hard.
Maybe, you know, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure that the guy who's running the show, the Rothschilds, you know, I don't really, you know, again, what do? If we, you know, burn PG&E to the ground, then what happens after that? Do we, somebody else come in and take over? You know, do we have another utility to step in?
Bet you $5 PG&E gets broken up.
Maybe. I think that's the way it should be anyway. We used to have all these other small little companies that were all over the place. You know, you had your, you know, Siskiyou Power and whatever it was. And, you know, and that used to work pretty well. Because then it's just like Reading Utilities. Why, you know, we got REU here.
Yeah, they're not corrupt.
Well, no, but that's
but
the problem.
But nobody should have a monopoly on anything.
But the thing is that people have to get involved in any place that they're in. At least at the lower local levels, you can have a little bit of control and say so. We're starting to see a turnover at the local level. Look who just got fired. Kehoe was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And who else got fired? I don't know, Sullivan and... you know, so people are starting to wake up to the fact that we need to get some new guys in there because these old guys are doing crap, you know.
Doing a horrible job.
Doing nothing. Well, we don't have a problem. Well, there's no pension thing.
It's not that they're not doing anything. They're collecting their money. I'm just saying they've been collecting their money in the past. So it's nice to get some young blood in there that maybe that's going to stop.
As long as I get to control everything, it's okay.
Well, if everybody just rode bicycles around Reading, everything would be better.
And had a baseball team. Come on,
guys. Had a baseball
team. Hey, we could start learning Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
Let's go to a break. Let's get out
Ride
of here.
Ride bicycles and buy your cars, BMWs, you know. It's okay if I own a BMW.
Well, yeah.
Now Nancy, that's what she drives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a four-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie. Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Yeah, that's some old stuff out of the vault, yeah, a little 10 years after. I think that's off the Cricklewood Green album, but yeah, that one says Space and Time, but I don't think that's right. Could be. Anyway, with that said, hold on just a second.
We do have a call on the line.
I know, wait a minute. Hold on, wait for it. Oh, we got no sound over here. What's up? There we go. Oh, let's start that over. All right, here we go.
Welcome to California.
There is a fifth.
Hold on. There is a fifth dimension upon beyond. Hold on, I'll start over. There is a fifth dimension beyond which is known to man. It is a dimension of vastness, space, and timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition. It lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is the area we call California.
You've entered the bug station.
All right, we have a caller.
We have a caller. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, Linda. You provided the perfect analogy for our politicians. You know, you said that Nancy drives the BMW, however, and she does not. She has a driver to drive it for her.
It's probably armed.
Most of the politicians don't even know our traffic laws because they don't drive. And they don't know our gun laws because they don't shoot, they say. But it's the whole point. These people do not live in the real world. We need to elect people like Donald Trump, who has actually gone out and done something. I'm just sick and tired of these people that get up there and tell us what to do when they have no knowledge of what we do. So that's my rant today.
Well, that was a good one.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in and ranting.
Pretty on target.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I'm curious if Diane Feinstein's driver paid taxes on a second salary he was getting from China.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, right.
Yeah. Doesn't apply.
No.
I'm sure the way they look at it doesn't apply. I'm just, you know, nothing applies to them, don't you?
Oh,
you know?
It's so insane.
Like Ripper said, you know, they don't know because it doesn't apply. It doesn't, you know.
And it's so just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, let's try something else here. Let's go to the vote thing. Okay. Okay. So I've got a little clip to play here. And this is from candidate Max Caldwell. And he's talking about the 30,000 votes that kind of just showed up out of the blue after Election Day.
And how are people tolerating this?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're standing still for it. I mean, basically, Tina Turner showed up in Broward County and said, you know, Master Blaster runs Thunderdome. We're going to keep counting until our guy wins.
Spin the wheel. Make a deal.
Exactly. And this is being stood for.
Well, let's listen to this little clip.
Is this the 30,000 that was found in the closet or the garage or whatever?
They found so damn many votes in so many damn places. I'm not even sure.
You
got
to have enough
anymore votes
to make sure you can swing the election.
Oh, I see.
But this is coming from Fox and Friends, and this is a Republican candidate, Florida candidate, Matt Caldwell, talking about this problem. And so here we go.
Republican caught in the chaos of the Florida recount. State Representative Matt Caldwell is locked in a tight race for state agriculture commissioner, and he has filed a lawsuit of his own against Broward County.
Caldwell says nearly 80,000 votes magically appeared after the polls closed, and he joins us right now live from Fort Myers to tell us the story. So let me get this straight, Matt. You were way ahead when you went to bed. You got up the next day. 80,000 votes appear, and your opponent is in the lead.
Yeah, it's totally outrageous, and we're just trying to get to the bottom of it. We were up 40,000 votes on Tuesday night. Based on what was reported, there was only 30,000 votes that could have possibly still come in from Broward. So we declared victory, go to bed, and over the next 4 days, they found 80,000 ballots, as you said. And every time we asked, where did they come from? Are they vote by mail? Yeah. Are they early votes? Are they day of? no answers on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We finally had to file a lawsuit against them. And in fact, Ms. Snipes refused to be served with that lawsuit twice. It took us the third time finally on Saturday to serve it. Got us in court here yesterday and the day before. We're trying to get public records out of her so we can just demonstrate a chain of custody. Where did these votes come from? Because as of Tuesday night, there's no possible way she could have had 80,000 votes hanging out there. And I think before we move forward, we've got to get a straight answer on exactly where all these votes came from.
I'm going to stop it there just for a second because according to this guy, it's impossible that for more than 30,000 votes to come in after the election day, number one. And then 77,000 votes just magically appeared. And they're all Democrats.
Every one of them. Every stinking one of them.
And we wonder why that we have this problem with our elections. Does anybody at this point in time don't think that the Democrats or whoever is rigging these elections?
And what the hell does he mean she refused to be served with the lawsuit? How do you do that? How do I refuse to be served with a lawsuit?
You got to run and hide. You run and hide every time you see somebody coming. That, you know, that's why you see the old thing where
you
they
never
get,
leave.
That's why you see the old guys coming in and they make you know, they disguise who they are and then you've been served. You know, it's like I don't know.
Now, isn't this the same one that got in trouble back in 2000 and something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this okay. Yeah, yeah. Hold it right there. Okay. Hold it right there. Let's listen to the rest of us before we get ahead of ourselves.
By law, isn't she supposed to tell you guys where those vote from where they came?
Exactly. If you go to any other supervisor in the state, 65 other offices can tell you which kind of vote it was, when it was cast, where it was cast, and what time it was reported. You're required to finish early votes at 7:30 on Tuesday night. You know, there's no more of those cast after Sunday. It's closed for 48 hours. She still had that line open until Saturday. How is that possible? And you over and over again, you ask, where are these vote by mail numbers coming from? Or is she voting votes that came in before 7 on Tuesday, or is she still collecting mail, which is illegal on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Well, let's stop there for just a second. On top of that, we've got an affidavit of someone who worked there that said they just fill them out. So
how about the Florida constitutional amendment of the state constitution that says any ballots that are received a half hour after polls close are invalid?
Well, the real deal is if somebody doesn't start getting prosecuted, we're in real trouble.
Yeah.
We're in real trouble. We're in trouble now.
You want us to have faith in our government? You want us to
do
you know,
does anybody believe that there wasn't something phony about the raising the gas tax? I mean, okay, so maybe some morons decided that yes meant no. But or maybe it's the other way around. No meant yes. But you don't have enough responsibility to figure out. No, I ain't buying any of it.
No, I did not vote for the gas tax.
I'm telling you, they've got it fixed. It's like Stalin said. It doesn't matter, you know who votes. It matters who counts the votes. And I think that's what we're running into more and more because these guys have screened off the election cycle in certain places so that they can manipulate it to the point of winning these elections and winning these issues.
How many Republicans in our state legislature were there that had won that have now lost the election almost 2 weeks
after? It's quite a few. Just kept like 4 to 10,
yeah.
I think.
Because they just kept counting ballots.
So pish posh, you know, we can
find some more.
You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like when we started out with Obama. Oh, gee, he's not a socialist. Where'd you ever get that socialist crap? Now it's like, oh, well, now he's a hardcore Marxist. Oh, but they're not fixing the votes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Let's see what happens. Here comes the rest of this clip. There's about another minute or so.
My point is to make sure anybody who voted legally before 7 o'clock, let's count those votes. Whoever's the winner is the winner. I'm not looking to win through some kind of legal loophole. Mm-hmm. I just want the truth, and I think we deserve it.
So you're looking for transparency, but at the same time, do you think there's something funny going on?
Well, it certainly could be. I mean, you look at the history of this office. She's already been found guilty earlier in this primary of messing things up. You've got 2 years ago in 16 illegally destroying ballots. We've got an affidavit from an employee in 16 who says she caught other employees filling out blank ballots in that election cycle. We're probably going to end up presenting that in court. It's really incredible.
All right, so your opponent was Nikki Fried. What's happening now? Is she gone to Tallahassee, or is this still just tied up in court and there hasn't been declared a winner?
Well, this election doesn't get certified. The timeline is next Tuesday is when that's supposed to occur following the recounts. And we'll probably have a manual recount once the machine recount is done coming this Friday. But again, all of those steps really for me are impossible to contemplate because I haven't gotten a satisfactory answer about the origin of 80,000 ballots last week in Broward County. And that would directly affect the outcome of this race. That's really the answer we've got to get before we can move forward on any of these other questions.
All right. He's a Republican. He's running for Ag Commissioner down in the great state of Florida. Mm-hmm. Matt Caldwell.
All right. So that was Fox and Friends. That was, I think, Thursday or Wednesday. I don't remember which. But that should tell you that there's a problem here. Now, are the Democrats stealing the...
Yes.
Do they have any morals? Do they actually care?
No.
Do they and they always tell the truth, and they don't steal, and they're not corrupt.
I'm not responding. When is that going to start happening to change it? When are the Republicans and other people going to start standing up and change? Yeah, you know what I mean?
We've got to do something. Who is worse, the Democrats for doing this, or the Republicans who sit on their thumbs and act like complete eunuchs and do nothing?
Because, I mean, I think some of them don't really care. Let's go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about how we got a new majority whip.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
While the day and where were you when I was hurt and I was helpless? 'Cause the things you say and the things you do surround me.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. A little Highlander there. If you don't like that, I just can't help you. Wow. Where should we start?
We never ended.
Where should we continue? I mean, I'm looking at a headline here. Why some scientists say global warming is out and global cooling is in.
I know why. Because they're full of crap. Because
it makes you want to beat your head against the tree. I mean, a number of scientists are skeptical about global warming and make a case for global cooling instead, based on solar activity. Yeah, this is settled science. Anytime you hear the thing settled science, that means they don't know crap.
Thank you. Sorry.
Stuff.
They don't know stuff.
Yeah, they don't know stuff.
There's no such thing as settled science. You know, the theory of relativity wasn't, you know, but before that it was settled science.
If science was settled, then the Earth would still be flat.
It's flat. I'm telling
flat.
You. It's settled. We've settled it.
It's settled.
Yeah, it's flat. It's like a pizza.
And by the way, if you sail over that way and come back and tell us it's not flat, you're just a heretic.
And we'll kill you.
And cause wildfires.
We'll probably burn you at the stake in somewhere.
You are a flat denier and therefore are a cause of natural disasters.
You are.
It's your fault.
You are a flathead.
Yes. It is inherently unscientific to say that something is settled.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm not even a scientist, and I know that much because it's common sense.
That's one of the biggest things that we need to do is with all this political correctiveness and all these terms and these things that have been introduced and indoctrinated in us, take our language back. That's what Anton Scalia was trying to tell us when he said words no longer have meaning. They have to have meaning. We have to take our language back. We have to make things mean they mean.
I got to read this. In a world riddled, so I should do my Rod Serling voice, in a world riddled with climate change and doomsday predictions, a small but growing number of scientists are saying that the highly touted climate models predicted steadily increasing global temperatures due to human carbon dioxide emissions are wrong, and that the Earth could face something even more dire, global cooling.
Wow.
Now we're going to freeze to death. That's like before the seas. They're going to rise. It's going to engulf the land. We'll be out on an island called Colorado somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're all going to die. And that was supposed to happen in 2015.
Now it's going to get really cold.
Now Antarctica.
Now you're going to freeze your coyotes off.
And we become Antarctica.
That's right. Okay. This is from Northumbrian University in the United Kingdom. Zarkova is the name of the team of, Valentina Zarkova is the name of the scientist. She's an astrophysicist, actually. I know. She might know something. And her team of researchers say that based on mathematical models of the sun's magnetic activity, it's likely Earth will experience decreasing magnetic waves over the 33-year period beginning in 2021. She's not alone, by the way.
You mean we have somebody that actually understands and acknowledges the fact that our magnetic force field around the Earth is what dictates how much radiation and heat and solar stuff gets in? It ain't carbon in the air.
He's a witch! He's a witch!
We have an ozone and an ionosphere and Van Allen belts?
I'm not really a witch.
What?
Calm down. You'll be okay.
I'm not really a witch, and I don't really want to be burned at the stake.
We have millions of years of genetic history, and that we can actually track how the magnetic shield of Earth has altered over time due to the magnetism of rocks that we can find in geology? You mean that we can actually see where the magnetic field has gotten stronger and weaker and on occasion has even reversed poles?
I'm getting a headache
now.
And in direct accordance to that, you can model the climate change on Earth in accordance to the fluctuations in our magnetic shield? No.
Say it's not so.
No.
My head hurts. It really does.
It's your tailpipe doing it.
No,
shh. I'll leave that one alone.
As opposed to flagellants from cows. Yeah,
exactly.
So it's the cow's tailpipe.
It's cow farts.
There you have it. Wow. I just don't know.
Like, what happens when a cow fart? Is there, like, a little burst of flame on the surface of the sun? Whew, makes it warmer?
Come on.
But
then you got San Francisco. I'm just saying.
San Francisco could be the entire problem. It could be because of the vapors that are rising up off of the city streets in downtown San Francisco. It could be that's the cause of global warming down there.
What about the cooling? What about the cooling part?
That's down in the Sunset District.
Down in the hate?
No, I'm not going there. Never mind.
Be nice.
When they talk about Haight-Ashbury, they have a new way of
describing it
these days. It's drugs, you know, things like that.
And the Fillmore finally spilled over, did it?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Man. We got a couple minutes here. I want to go, when we come back, and talk a little bit about Common Core. The test scores are down and the indoctrination is up.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
surprise.
Crazy.
Because people are stupider?
Yeah, crazy. Yeah.
Actually, have you talked to kids?
No. About math or what?
I try to avoid talking to kids at every opportunity.
Some of the stuff that they're coming up through with Common Core, after a couple of years of it, guess what? The kids are figuring out.
Yeah.
Hey, this is nonsense.
You must try this new thing. It's called Common Korski. Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So with that, before we go, let's do some announcements.
Shut up and announce.
All right. We have the Army-Navy football game coming up at the VFW Hall, 1934, please. On December 8th at 11 a.m.
Please, no stuttering.
You get a steak dinner for $15, and that will be at 1251 Oregon Street, Redding, California. That's the Army-Navy game. Mm. Then we have, don't forget, December 1st, Second Amendment rally at the VFW Hall in Anderson at 3210 West Center Street. Mark Baird and Patrick Jones, and there will be a couple other speakers there.
It is better than steaks, than steak dinner in Siberia. Mm.
Do they have those in Siberia?
New restaurant there called Gulag.
It's just a bowl of snow with the little labels of steak.
You may have steak, but you can't eat it. It's frozen. But anyway, so there you go.
No microwave for you.
Blame global cooling.
The magnetic field is gone.
Sorry. I had to do my Putin. Billionaire George Soros earmarks $500 million for migrants and refugees. Who knew?
Oh, so they're going to go move into George's house?
Yes. No, they're coming to your backyard.
The party in Georgia! Yes. Kegger!
I know.
What do you say? You know, we got a minute to go here. And our emotions are running away with us at this point.
I'm just so fed up with it.
What we need to do is go get that old cartoon, the with Paw Bear.
Rats of frats are mega frickers. Such a mega fricker.
Now, Paw.
But Paul.
Yeah, it's just my frustration. My frustration level is reaching Buford Pusser.
Buford Pusser.
Does
that mean you're going to come in here with a big stick or something?
Maybe somewhere. Just start knocking things around.
Leaving that one alone. Please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
We'll be back.
That was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, slow help.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Florida's recount is over, and Republican Governor Rick Scott leads incumbent U.S. Senator Bill Nelson in the state's contentious Senate race by more than 10,000 votes. Official results posted by the state today show Scott ahead of Nelson following legally required hand and machine recounts. State officials will not certify the final totals, however, until Tuesday. President Trump says he will not be listening to a recording of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
It's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it.
That's what President Trump told Fox News Sunday about an audio recording Turkey has given the U.S. As for reports that U.S. intelligence has concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered Jamal Khashoggi's killing.
Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him and close to him that were probably involved.
Trump added that he wants to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good. He says he's expecting a full assessment from U.S. intelligence this week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tensions between the U.S. and China played out at the close of a meeting of world leaders in Papua New Guinea this morning. George Bonzani reports.
Papua New Guinea's prime minister and host Peter O'Neill confirmed that there was no communique from world leaders at the conclusion of the APEC summit. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described differences between several nations, including China and the U.S. The U.S. wanted strong language against unfair trade practices for which it accuses China. China is trying to extend its sphere of influence in the South Pacific. George Bonzani reporting.
Police chiefs from around the world in Dubai today for Interpol's General Assembly and to select a new president after the agency's former official in that post was detained in China. Meng Hongwei disappeared in China on September. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Europe's five-year economic expansion is looking a little shaky these days.
The expansion faces a midlife crisis as it copes with a potential debt explosion in Italy, a U.S.-China trade war, and the risk of a disorderly British exit from the European Union. How those risks play out will decide whether the economic upswing that began in early 2013, creating 9.5 million more jobs, ages gracefully for several more years, or meets an early demise. Rich Thomason reporting.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says another referendum on Britain leaving the EU is, quote, an option for the future, but not today. The Labour Party leader also panning British Prime Minister Theresa May's proposed Brexit agreement with the EU, calling it a one-way street that gives Brussels all the power. The country is set to leave the EU one way or the other on March 29. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A load of space station supplies on its way to the ISS, second shipment in 2 days.
Northrop Grumman launched its Antares rocket from Wallops Island, Virginia, before dawn Saturday. The Russian space agency launched its own supplies to the ISS Friday, just 15 hours earlier. The U.S. delivery arrives Monday, a day after the Russian shipment. Among the 7,400 pounds of goods inside the Cygnus capsule, ice cream and fresh fruit for the three-man crew, and a 3D printer that recycles old plastic into new parts. Another commercial delivery should be on its way in a couple of weeks. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 18th, and a birthday for some famous people, including actress Linda Evans. She's 76 years old today. Actor Delroy Lindo is 66. Comedian Kevin Nealon has 65 candles on his birthday cake. Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon is 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord.
I hope there's enough of this left.
What did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul.
That's a little Christofferson there out of the vault. I like that just because, you know, kind of brings us back a little perspective, and maybe we need a little help from Jesus, because I'll tell you what.
We need a lot of help.
I don't know. Anyway, let's get to the Common Core stuff here. The Common Korski. Yeah, the test scores are down, indoctrination is up is the title of it. This comes from the Federalist division of the Federalist media. And this was written by Joy Pullman, November 5th. It's been about 9 years since the Obama administration lured states into adopting Common Core sight unseen, with promises it would improve student achievement, like the president's other big promises. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. This one has been also proven to be a scam. If you set and enforce rigorous challenges, standards, and assessments, if you put outstanding teachers at the front of the classroom, if you turn around failing schools, your state can win a race to the top grant, that will not only help students outcompete workers around the world, but will let them fulfill their God-given potential. President Obama. Now, is that not the typical spewing of stuff that sounds great? It's kind of like the vampire of, Brooklyn thing.
But not really, if you look at it and dissect what he said there and really think about what does that mean. It doesn't really sound that great at all.
Well, I think if, you know, the premise, if you got outstanding teachers in front of the class, you know, if you turn around failing students, of course that sounds good. But at the same time, if you do that with stuff that is outdated crap or some communist indoctrination that doesn't, you know, teach anybody, and it doesn't, and you don't have outstanding teachers, you got indoctrination, professors of indoctrination in there, then of course not. Of course it doesn't work. And it's not going to fulfill any potential, because that's the whole design thing, is to not fill anybody's potential, but to...
Mm-hmm.
To create a system that fails the child.
Well, that's what he said, too, and the race to the top for grants. So who can ever, you know, fudge the numbers and indoctrinate those children the fastest gets the money.
You get the cheese. You get the prize.
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah, he went on to state his faith that Common Core, at that point unwritten, oh, by the way, it hadn't even been written when he said that, would not only make America's entire... I can just hear him talking now. System, the envy of the world. You know, really? But we will launch a race to the top that will prepare every child everywhere in America for the challenges of the 21st century. The race to the top was a $4 billion money pot inside the 2009 stimulus that helped bribe states into Common Core.
Ching, ching.
Weird.
Ching, ching.
Do you get it yet? Are you getting it yet? Yeah, that's what they do. You need that federal money. What are we going to do without the federal money? Oh, I don't know, be self-controlled, independent states that aren't beholden to an out-of-control federal government that's telling us how to teach our kids and indoctrinating them into the Communist Manifesto and Karl Marx's vision of the world.
Be good stewardess like we're supposed to be.
Yeah, accept personal responsibility at all levels.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And make sure that your kids are learning things that are going to prepare them for the real world, so they can actually go out there
like
and earn a living and stuff.
home economics, metal shop, wood shop, you know, basic skills, you know, how to balance a checkbook.
Critical thinking.
Yeah, critical thinking. History, economics.
All that history stuff. You must be white. I'm sure you're white racist as well, because anybody who talks about history in the United States has got to be a white racist, male, chauvinistic. I don't know.
You can't balance your checkbook if you're doing Common Core, though. Do you know that?
Okay, so I'm a white, chauvinistic, male, misogynistic pig and patriarch of Western society. Cool. Does that change the fact that kids should know how to balance their checkbook? Or that history is pertinent?
You're confusing reality with facts.
No.
That's not in the playbook. Come on, we have to move along.
And how do you confuse reality with facts when reality is facts and facts are reality?
Shut up.
Okay.
You racist.
I'm telling you that we're not to that act yet. We must move along.
So here we are. 9 years later, Common Core has officially been rolled out into the U.S. public and to many private schools as well. And for at least 3 to 5 years now, are American children increasingly prepared for the challenges of the 21st century? No.
No, they're eating Tide Pods.
It's like, no. We're actually seeing the opposite. They're increasingly less prepared, and there's amounting evidence that the Common Core deserves some of the blame. Students' achievements largely down or flat. Let's go to Nick.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you. What is the cost of a square farm at $15 per acre, the distance around which is 640 rods?
Holy crap. You want me to figure that out?
Here's another one. What is the cost of 40 boards, 12 inches wide and 16 foot long, at $20 per thousand? Now, guess where these questions came from?
Common Core.
1895 eighth grade exit exam.
Wow.
Eighth grade. These kids.
They actually knew something?
Say what you said, man, what you said.
They actually knew something back then?
Oh, yeah.
What's a rod?
I've got their exit exam here, and it's a timed. They're all timed, and they've got different categories. They've got grammar, arithmetic, U.S. history.
I was actually being facetious about the Common Core crack, because, Common Core would never teach you how to evaluate lumber for a job that you might have.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, these questions, I think there's about 40 questions here, and I don't know anybody that would get one right.
I could do a Common Core timber question. If you have 1,000 board feet, how many innocent spotted owls were slaughtered by toxic masculinity?
By toxic masculine white men.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Kristen Schrader, she's a believer in Common Core.
Really?
Yeah, she's also a meat muppet, so.
Yeah. Hey, you know, getting back to Barack Obama and the financing for schools and everything.
Yep.
And the grants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason everything's all screwed up is because the government gives the grants and they only give them to the scientists who are going to come up with the theories that they want.
Absolutely. Yep. No question about it. Gee, if you don't believe in global warming, sorry, no grant this year. Sorry.
No.
Because the science is settled.
That's right.
By the money.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it the truth.
Mm.
So, it's the golden rule. He who has the gold rules.
Kiss the president's rear end if you want to make a living?
That's kind of how it works.
Mm.
Well, maybe not so much this round.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Trump's having a pretty tough time. You know that gal from Ocasio-Cortez from New York and all she's racketing about and everything? I tried to Google how many votes she got total, and I don't think it was probably too many. I couldn't find it. I know in the primary she got less than 20,000. And this is her spokesperson, the Democrat spokesperson now.
Well, I think she won by like 70% or something. It was pretty overwhelming.
Well, yeah, but you know, you take a how many people do the representatives represent? Is it 500,000, 750,000?
I don't know.
Well, it's one or the other.
Federal level?
And if they get 70% of the people that voted, but only 50,000 people voted, that's not saying much. see my point?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I dare say that's what happened because, like I say, she only got 20,000 votes to secure the primary to where she got to run.
Well, to be honest with you, Nick, the way that things are now and the way that, you know, they've made a sham out of our elections, blatantly so, I couldn't tell you how many people voted and feel justified in giving you an honest, solid answer.
I think, well, I don't
know. Are they still counting the votes?
Are they counting them? Yeah.
We've got some honesty here in California because, some of us up here in the North State don't vote. Like maybe we had a 70% turnout. So, you know, Los Angeles made up the difference for 140%.
Well, there you go.
There's that common core math again, yeah.
That's you are you a teacher, Nick?
That's a thought. I don't know what I am anymore. But I was reading about the Muslim gal that is a representative for Michigan.
Yep.
And she ran on the deal of something about inclusive with Jews, and she thought that, everybody should get along and everything. And as soon as she got in, she completely flipped her stance on that.
You know, it's interesting. There is a new movement I've heard in the works now called the Jexic. You know, we've got the Blexic, which is the black people exiting, and we got the Mexit, which is the Mexican people exiting, and now we're going to have the Jexic, which is the Jewish people exiting.
So how are we going to get the Islamic exit?
Well, I think that's called deportation.
I think we need that more than anything.
Crazy, crazy days indeed, is it not? But
one of these Sundays I want to come in and let's have a real conversation about education. You know, I was talking to a kid. He was either a freshman or a sophomore at UPREP, and I asked him, I said, have you studied the Constitution yet? And he said, no, he hasn't. They haven't gone over it.
Right.
And I said, what grade are you going to do it in? And he says, I don't think we're going to. I remember I had to pass a constitutional test.
Yeah, that's right.
And that was right about the time they were trying to do the indoctrination. I remember,
sixth grade we had to, yeah.
Well, in eighth grade, I think it was for me, up at BIS, Burlingame Intermediate School.
That's when I got hit was eighth grade.
Yeah, and so you
had to pass that test to go to high school.
But looking back, my teacher was an off-the-charts, left-wing, smoking... I used to hate even being in her class because she'd sit there and cough, and it was disgusting. and she was trying to give us the big indoctrination thing, too, back then, and that's when it was actually starting, is down in San Francisco. And then in my other class, we had a gay guy named Senior Garza, and he was, like, gay as they get, which I'm not necessarily disparaging, but it's like, back then, that was kind of like a little bit of a stigma, when you were in eighth grade, and I was, like, 14, it was like, Well, it's kind of interesting that they would actually promote that openly back in the school, and they would promote openly the leftist leaning. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I remember in sixth grade in Happy Camp, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
I got it in Hayfork, and thank you, Miss Stetson and Miss Lamb. Those two ladies.
You actually got somebody who was
pounded it in there. Yeah.
You're from Hayfork, Red?
No, I'm from Wildwood. I just got sent to school in Hayfork.
I remember that. I've lived here in Reading all my life, and I remember the third year the Mount Shasta Ball was open, and they were having promotions for people to come in and shop. They had free portrait day for inbreds, and half of Wildwood and Hayfork showed up. The half that had a car.
I just figured the other half must have been the cousins down here in Shasta.
Hey, have a great day. Hey,
thanks, Nick. We appreciate it.
I got to say about the Ocasio gal. What's her name? I can't ever.
Octavio Cortez.
Thank you.
Just remember it's like a supervillain name.
I just watched Kick-Ass last night.
There you go. Octavio Cortez.
It was like the red mist. But I think Nancy Pelosi is getting exactly what she deserves.
Yep. Let them have it.
And let them have it. That you got a Marxist takeover in the Democratic ranks. They want to get rid of Nancy, So it's going to be fun because Nancy's 100% sure she's going to be, re-elected as the Speaker of the House. And so, are we going to have a little dissension in the ranks now, or are they all going
to... That's what I would... My argument behind elect De Leon. Give it to them. Give them more. Let them tear each other apart.
Yeah, it could happen because it's like, I don't think that
you know, how can you even say this with a straight face, that Nancy's not left enough?
Not for them.
Wow.
She's still white.
Well, there's
I wouldn't go that far.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's so many moments with her where you got to read the bell, you know, and all this. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's an absolute moron.
That's being nice.
I guess she's mm-hmm. rich, an absolute rich moron.
And probably suffering from early onset dementia, except it was early onset at the late 80s.
Can you imagine her as the Speaker of the House and Hillary as the President and Chuck Schumer as the, head of the Senate? Can you imagine the kind of crap that we would be listening to on CNN?
I wouldn't be looking to move to another state. I'd be leaving the country.
You're looking for another planet.
Oh, yeah. Canada.
That's for sure.
I guess we need to go to a break.
That's what we're being told, that we need to go to a break.
That is terrifying.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Sweet.
Our media community radio for the North State. Now that's how we should all be feeling in America, I think. Should be taking care of each other, you know, helping the victims of the campfire and not having all this dissent on what it means to be an American. I want to read this. This is an American's creed. I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon. I seek opportunity to develop whatever talents God gave me, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed, to refuse to barter incentive for a dole. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the still calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for beneficence, nor my dignity for a handout. I will never cower before any earthly master, nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid, and to think and act myself, enjoy the benefit of my creations, and to face the world boldly and say, "This is with God's help I have done." And that is what it means to be an American. I posted that on Facebook. And I think that's what we're all missing. And this is why we are a great country, is the independent thinkers who believe in that concept is what has created us, created a country that far surpasses every other country in the history of the world and its existence, building, you know, and advancing the cause of liberty and advancing the standard of living for every man, woman, and child that lives in the country. And since we've stopped following this creed is why we're in the mess we're in. That's just my opinion. With that said, where were we?
We do have a caller on the line. We have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
What can I do for you, Bob? You're on the air.
Well, the reason why I'm calling is that that Matt Caldwell debacle going on. It's a hidden agenda of gun control in that agricultural commissioner's post.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that. Can you explain?
Well, I'll try. It just has to do with, Marion Hammer, I think, of the NRA,
mm-hmm.
the chief lobbyist in Florida. He made a deal with him, and it's now controlled by the agricultural commissioner, the concealed carry permit. And it's handled by them. It's in their hands. So that's why they're coming up with 80,000 votes extra. Why he went to bed? I mean, kind of obvious.
Well, I think that if somebody doesn't start, you know, arresting these people or indicting these people or trying these people, I mean, something's got to give here. You can't have this blatant voter fraud, this blatant, felonies being committed over and over and over again, you know, with complete transparency that people realize what's going on and nothing happens.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I don't know how many times you hear that they're hiding things in every bill that there is out there. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Well, there you have it. This is the state we're in. More people got to step up, get involved, start paying attention, and start getting these, put enough pressure on our officials wherever they're at to start doing something about this. Otherwise, we're going to end up in a physical confrontation, a violent confrontation, because people are not going to keep putting up with this forever.
I agree.
All right, very good. Well, thanks for calling, Bob.
I would actually make the argument that we're already in a state of warfare. It's just a low-intensity conflict at this point.
You know, you might have a point.
I've heard to it referred to as the coming Civil War, the current Cold War.
The Great Awakening.
I would say that it is an active war. I'd say it was an active war the minute that the left started smashing people in the streets.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you, but... you know, it is what it is, and we're there, and we're here.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of it.
And the question is can we turn it around, or do we continue down the path?
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, more of us got to band together, that's for sure, and keep working at it, you know?
Well, if people don't get up and start doing what needs to be done,
yeah.
I mean, I see a lot more people that are aggravated. I see a lot more people that are upset, that are coming to understand. Now the question is what are you going to do with it?
Well, there you have it. I got a quote here, and this is from the law, okay? The law, you know, I'm going to start pulling out passages because I think part of this stems from education. This is the law that was written, I think, back in the 1800s. I'm not sure exactly what date right off the top of my head here, but by Frederick Bastiat. And this is what the quote is. Away with the whims of governmental administrators and their socialized projects, their centralization, their tariffs, their government schools, their state religions, their free credit, their bank monopolies, their regulations, their restrictions, their equalization by taxes, and their pious moralizations. Wow. Does that exact... I mean, this is written in the 1840 or something. I'll get the exact date, but... I mean, does that sound like today?
Yes.
It was 1850. It was published just before his death in 1850. So it was in the, you know, late 1840s. I mean, what that tells me is some things never change. They change the players, they change the methods, but it's always the same.
This is the exact kind of stuff that our ancestors fled Europe to get away from.
Well, they say history repeats itself, but I don't know if it repeats exactly, but it sure does rhyme.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
The magnitude gets more of it.
Well, now we've got, you know, we had freedom in this country, and we've created so much technological wealth that has, you know, I mean... You think about this. We're just an average country. No, if you think about it, prior to, you know, 1776 and our revolution, there were no electric lights. They lit lamps and had lights just like they did in Egypt, 5,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. There were no cars. There were no, you know, radios. It was the technological revolution that was caused by freedom of a man to basically invent anything and keep the benefit of that for himself that has created this wealth beyond our imagination. And now, since we started following the other plan, it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, that's even true. And to back up your argument is even in nations that had other inventions, you know, like the French or the Germans or these people that had other inventions – they were successful in America because American entrepreneurs were free to take that invention and run with it.
And most of them actually came to America to get away from where they were. Albert Einstein, for an example. I mean, you know, they were oppressed over there. You could, you know, you thought something up. It's just like back in the feudal system. You know, you're a serf, and there's the nobles, and there's the king, and you're a serf, and you're a smart guy. You go out and you invent something, and what happens? King comes in and takes it from you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Well, how many people start inventing things unless they're doing it in secret and they won't reveal it to anybody? Because as soon as they do, guess what happens? They're a heretic. They get it taken from them, or they're burned at the stake because somebody's thought about something that nobody else did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Just absolute crazy. So, I don't know. I mean, let's go to a break. Ashley's giving me the signal here, and then we'll come back and talk about some more headlines here. There's so much stuff.
So if there's something you want to discuss, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. Learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, Your Healthy Radio Addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Media community radio for the North State. I'll tell you what. I just don't know what to say anymore, but I do know what to play. So this is before we get our caller on. Hold on. Have we got sound?
And wait for it.
Well, I queued that up. I know where to queue it up. That's the creepy organ music. I finally found the clip. We haven't had that since Bob left, but we're going to reintroduce that as our journalism when we're talking about journalism. And speaking of journalism, we have a caller on the
line.
We
do. We have Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Creepy organ music. I'm cracking up. It's Halloween every dang day.
Yes, it is.
With Rod Steiger, Twilight Zone, added on top. I was hoping I could just share the Veterans Resource Center. Had Brad Long on the station the other day asking for help because there's been so many veterans that have been displaced from this Paradise campfire that the staff and volunteers were sleeping in sleeping bags and on the floor. So he was seeking people that could donate and loan out fifth wheel trailers and so forth. The phone number he gave was the Veterans Resource Center at 530-223-3211. And I believe they relocated from Hartnell onto Shasta Street downtown. Mm-hmm. Kelly Frost was mentioning yesterday on the radio that he was having dinner and saw a vast amount of firefighters. And so he, you know, politely asked them, well, what were they doing up here in Redding? And they indicated there's no rooms to rent and stay and lodge. It's so impacted in the Chico area. So,
yeah, they said that they were coming up here, too, to save the rooms as much as possible for the actual fire victims down there.
It's just, I can't fathom sleeping in a tent. It's so bitter cold at night. I can't get it. And the final thing I wanted to share was Paradise is composed of about 70% 55 and older population. So I'm kind of concerned that, you know, they've got this one way out, and yeah, PG&E put out that announcement. I heard it on the radio as well before the fire. But if you've got people that are somewhat impaired or confused or medicated or anything or just in shock and panic, that's going to be a disaster. And I want to keep researching before I, do anything on emails or call on the radio. But these winds can scatter bio germs, Morgellons. There's all kinds of delivery systems, and I'm very concerned about the wind factor that's making me just wonder. And you've got sulfur, which is an accelerant. You have phosphorus, which is used in fireworks. Thermite, that's used in explosives. And we've got the Raytheon handles all the tanks and liquid chemicals, apparently. Lockheed Martin has all the jets and craft and airplanes. And Northrop Grumman kind of handles and deals with the both of them. So I'm not from the military background. I know a lot of times retired pilots start to talk and confess because they're no longer on the clock or on job, and they feel like their conscience can't deal with it anymore. So I know Mary had called in yesterday about some of this. But I'm going to continue to look at this because there's so many combinations going on that it is just making us confused whether it's warming or cooling. We were in our 404th month of consecutive record-breaking heat. So I just want to continue to ask people to please look up, please do your research and homework.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lori.
We appreciate you calling in. But
thanks, you guys. Really appreciate all you do. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks, Lori.
And again, people do have to do their education, no matter what the subject matter is.
Well, and I want to say a thank you out there to Lori and Mary and a few others that have really helped support this effort here at the station as well. And, we really love you guys. Okay. Where should we go from here?
The bar.
Maybe. I'm telling you.
We're going to
Scotch is starting to sound better and better these days. Crazy days indeed. I got to play something here. This is Juliet Lewis on Twitter. It's about 15 seconds. You got to hear this. I mean, this is kind of the state of our union. See if we can get it to come up here. Okay, here we go.
Can you save us, Britney Spears? Can we be saved? God, why is Satan controlling the universe?
That was Juliet Lewis.
Well, she's never really been the same since she ate all those mushrooms with Woody Harrelson and Natural Born Killers. So.
I'm not sure what's going on there.
That might have something to
but
do
that,
with
that
it.
But that actually went viral on Twitter.
I wonder why.
Can Britney Spears save us all? I mean, is Satan in control of everything? I mean, don't you feel like...
Here's a question. Would you rather have Britney Spears or Nancy Pelosi?
Is that a real? Is that a trick question? And what are we discussing, sir?
What's the prize?
I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, we've got, here's something that we got to talk about, because the mainstream media just, I guess, just forgot
doesn't
to mention it.
Want
to
talk about it at all.
This is from the Gateway Pundit, and this is by Jim Hoff. Mexicans grow tired of migrant invasion. Battle with Central American migrants in Tijuana in this video.
Mexicans are racist?
I guess evidently.
No.
There, I mean, a battle broke out on Thursday in Tijuana, Mexico, as migrants continue to flood into their border.
What?
Crazy. I guess the narrative is just, you know.
Again, it's nonsense.
I know.
Does that mean less are going to make it to the border?
No.
No?
Oh. No.
Dang.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I mean, there's these. It's just you look at this stuff and you just go, good grief. Here's another one. Violent leftist mob beat the hell out of an innocent Jewish man in the Philly riots. I guess they just forgot about that one. There's video. Ocasio-Cortez launches far-left justice Democrats. Anytime they say social justice, now it's justice Democrats call for the overthrow of incumbent Democrats. So
now, how much longer is the old guard in the Democratic Party going to tolerate these people?
I don't know. I mean, because these guys might get whacked. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. The old guard, they rig elections.
They whack people.
They kill people.
I know.
They commit international treason. Octavio Cortez, darling, you ain't got a chance. They will eat your lunch for you.
Who knows? Maybe it'll be like West Side Story. When you're a jet. I don't know. When you're a Dem, you're a Dem.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. It's like when it comes to Kevin DeLeon and people like that, put more of them in there.
Don't you
let the Democratic Party
let me ask you this.
Itself apart.
Don't you want to see Nancy Pelosi running across the stage and doing their flying leaps like the guys in West Side Story?
No.
Her dad, Nancy Pelosi's dad, was best friends with the founder of Murder, Inc.
You know who her nephew is, right?
Oh, Gavin Getty? Yeah. I mean, Gavin Newsom?
Gavin, yeah.
Yeah.
Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin raised by the Getty Pelosi Newsom.
Mikey, I never wanted this for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so does that mean that Gavin is going to do something to Nancy?
And I'm not kissing you and calling you
the guard.
It means the new anti-gun governor of California has a pipeline directly to the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
We got to go to a break. We got 15 minutes left here. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to take it home.
All right.
So with that said, I'm not even sure who's up on the music here, but it's got to be good. Some genius picked it out.
You're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
It should be your dad.
When
you're
a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around, you're a family man. Never alone, you're never disconnected.
Ashley is rocking my world right now.
You're well protected.
This is great stuff.
Then you are set with the capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Well, with the Dems, you're still a Dem after they cart you away. They'll make sure you're still vote.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kind of boring. Need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wink, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear. Something that will last.
Republic. That's good stuff. You could just like crank it up and forget about talking.
If only it was so easy.
If it was only that easy. Okay, you gotta get a couple things out, and then I want to talk about the town of Paradise. They're having a get together here pretty soon.
Tonight, I believe.
It's tomorrow, I think. It is tonight. You're right. It's Sunday. Yeah, you're
Sunday.
Right. Brenda Snipes blames racism for widespread backlash against her, not her incompetence. Does this, do you think that they've cried wolf a little too many times?
Over and over and over and over. I blame OJ.
I think you're right.
That's where the country went insane.
I think it's OJ and Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what the hell, Bill? Like, really?
Well, yeah.
What the hell?
But, of course, if the gloves don't fit.
Yeah. Well, if the gloves are racist.
That. Yeah. Okay, so, anyway, it's just unbelievable.
Well, think about it. They were isotoners. They were probably given to him by Dan Marino, a white man.
Cato Kalin.
Who probably lived in Broward County.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see the connection.
There could be a connection here somewhere. I wanted to say that, the state of Jefferson is going to be hosting a Miracle on 34th Street on November 17th through December 15th. And you can get your tickets by calling Mike Wanless at 530-227-8560 or email at lubrench@gmail.com, or you can go to the website Mark E. Ken on Facebook, and I've just reposted it. Also, We've got the town of Paradise to host a vigil this Sunday tonight. I guess it is tonight. Community gathering to remember those who have lost, celebrate community heroes and support neighbors in need. I'm not sure what time it is. It's
I can't remember right now. There will I was be a trying short, to find it.
Yeah, there will be a short candlelight vigil between the first 10 minutes of each hour from 4:10, 5:10, and 6:10. So I guess that's 4 o'clock to 4:10 to 5:10 and so forth. The media is free to attend. There will be a mandatory media staging area outside the vigil room to respect the privacies of the grieving residents. So, yeah, the event is the Town of Paradise Vigil for those that they've lost, and that's going to be at the First Christian Church of Chico, and that's 295 East Washington Avenue, and that's in Chico, California, obviously. Parking available on site, on the street, and in the adjacent school lot. Bus stops at Oleander Avenue and East Sacramento is just one block from the church. So, you know, God, I was looking at some stuff on the fire yesterday and listening to music this morning. I got to say, I teared up. You know,
yeah, it must have been horrible.
It's you just can't.
Yeah. There's still 1,200 people missing. Nobody knows where they are.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. And six, how many, 12,000 structures? How many houses have been burned down?
1,276.
1,276.
Total. Yeah.
But
the last I saw, it was approaching 10,000 residences. Mm-hmm. And you add that into the Carr Fire and the Redwood Fire and the Mendocino Fire and Malibu and everywhere. I mean, how much longer do we put up with this?
I got a request in the chat room to go out with the My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboy song. So maybe do that, Ashley, sure. For Lavoie. We're going to play that to bless his family on for Thanksgiving as well, because Thanksgiving is coming up this week, and there's still a lot to be thankful for in this country. You know, I think there's a lot to be thankful for, period, our family, our friends. You know, we have warm houses still. There's a lot of people that don't.
And keep those people in your thoughts and prayers.
Wish you could do more for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we could do more for them. That's my thoughts is, you know, how can we help them more? Maybe we could figure something out here on doing that by next week. I don't know.
Well, I think one of our biggest duties is just keep hammering away and hammering away until it changes and this stops.
Yeah, I got to agree. I think we're going to probably have David Harris Harris next week on Sunday. It's not for sure yet. I'm going to talk to him on Wednesday and see if it fits into his schedule. If not, we'll probably get him on here pretty soon. And he's a local radio station guy that's been, you know, helping with the Blexit movement and a lot of other things, real patriot, real conservative.
If you are looking for ways to help with the Town of Paradise, the Free Fire Media Facebook page just shared a post of ways to volunteer to help serve Thanksgiving dinner to evacuees.
So you can go to the Free Fire Media Facebook page?
Free Fire Radio, yes.
Free Fire Radio. Okay, I'm going to pull that open real quick. And
the second to last post shared, I believe.
Okay, good. And that's
for a turkey,
that as well.
Turkey dinner for the victims down there?
The evacuees, as I understand it, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to share that. I got the vigil there. And
what happened in Paradise down there should really make people here in Reading think about it, how bad it really could. I mean, it's terrible, the people that we lost.
Well, you know,
but
you think
it
about,
could have been.
You think about what happened here in the Carr Fire, and we thought, God, that was just devastating. And it's so many people, and I know personally that were touched or hurt or lost everything. And this is like, I mean, that was minuscule compared to what has just happened in Paradise.
It's
by
been
the
wiped
numbers,
off the map.
Yeah.
Ten times the fatalities, nearly, and 10 times the buildings destroyed.
Yeah, I don't think they're even close to done.
So I'm not trying
to
compare. Not trying to compare as much as I'm just saying how good, great.
How lucky we were here.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse even. So anyway, with that said, I guess it's about that time. I guess we'll see you next Sunday. And remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth, not lies.
take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sad.